Why cheat on in time to see me again? Oh, oh. What can I do? Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose, and still my blues. My love's too strong. Wow, baby, you see what come back to me.
Killer of conservative activist Charlie Kirk appeared virtually for his first court appearance Tuesday. Judge Tony Graff read the charges against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, including aggravated murder.
The defendant knowingly created a great risk of death to another individual other than Charlie Kirk and the defendant.
Robinson has not yet entered a plea. The state of Utah will seek the death penalty. The Menendez brothers have lost an attempt to get a new trial for the 1989 murders of their parents in Beverly Hills. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians struggling to escape Gaza City as Israel launches a new major ground offensive. Repeated pleas from hostage families, scared for the 48 remaining in captivity, going unanswered by the Netanyahu government, who say the push is needed to destroy Hamas. President Trump and the First Lady arrived in London Tuesday, a historic second state visit. The president set to meet with the royal family. This is ABC News. President Trump says Republicans will hold a midterm convention before the 2026 elections. He says when and where are still in the works. Yellowstone's reporting its first human injury from a bear since 2021.
A 29-year-old man was hiking a trail in Yellowstone when park rangers say he encountered a bear. He thought it was a black bear, but rangers say based on the size, location, and behavior of the bear, it was very likely a grizzly. He tried to deploy bear spray when he made contact with the animal. He ended up with significant injuries to his chest and arm. National Park Service medics got to him. Rangers say it was a defensive reaction by the bear because it was surprised by the encounter. The Park Service will try to use DNA to confirm the type of bear. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The winds are so strong across parts of Washington State this week, they kicked up volcanic ash left behind by the 1980 Mount St. Helens eruption. The area is in severe drought. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight, lower 60s at dawn with a light south breeze. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s, so quite warm. Clouds will gather Wednesday night, overnight lows in the lower 60s. Sunshine returns on Thursday. Currently 62 degrees.
Love me do. Love me do.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
You make my heart sing. You make everything.
shore. So come on and hold me tight. I love you. Yeah.
you know.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying,
chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say,
that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile,
chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard.
Meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. While they while away the hours in their ivory towers, till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. Whoa, la da 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 da. Talking about you and me and the games people play now. Will we make one another cry? Break a heart and we say goodbye. Cross our hearts and we hope to die. That the other was to blame. Whoa, but neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10, thinking about the things that might have been. And it's a dirty, rotten shame. Whoa, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you. Walking up to you, singing glory hallelujah, and they try to sock it to you in the name of the Lord. They're gonna teach you how to meditate, read your horoscope, cheat your fate, for the moon to hell with hate. Come on, get on board. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Talking about you. Game people play. Now wait a minute. Look around, tell me what you see. What's happening to you and me? God grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. Whoa, cause you're giving up your sanity for your pride and your vanity.
turn your back on humanity. Oh, and you don't give a
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, we've got the local news for you every Monday through Friday, top and bottom of every hour from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to keep you up to date. And, of course, ABC News at the top of every hour around the clock. And, of course, like I said, there's timeless hits there as well. More of those coming up next.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, who wants to meet Otters Renee and Caesar? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And Renee and Caesar, two North American River Otters, are this year's ambassadors for the annual Walk for Wildlife by the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. It's this Saturday, September 20th. Created to support the purpose of helping the wildlife that are brought to the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary. So if you're looking for a 5K with a local purpose, this is it. Plus, there's going to be a band there, food truck, awesome bucket raffles, and so much more. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events. Sign up now.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
97.9 FM.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took.
Thank you.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, featuring the glory years of music from the glory years of the green and gold.
Ooh.
baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW, where Nightlight with Pete Schwabe is on every Monday through Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. Pete is wired into the Wisconsin entertainment community and also has guests from, well, nationwide acts, too. Pete Schwabe with Nightlight weekdays, 6 until 9, on your home for local news, timeless hits, and fun entertainment with Pete, 97.9 WGBW.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Things will be brighter.
gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Yeah. Papa, 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 novella that my lover was just for you.
My darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand. Please hold my hand.
Hey, dear, I was wrong to try to love a blue. That my lover was just for you.
We'll be right back.
Accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk made his first court appearance Tuesday. 7 formal charges filed against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, including aggravated murder. The state to seek the death penalty. ABC's Matt Gutman in Utah.
He wasn't physically in the courtroom with the judge, but you could see that he was wearing this padded vest, and that's because he's been in what's called special watch in this jail here, which is essentially an isolation. He's being held to prevent him from harming himself or from others harming him.
A judge dismissing terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. Mangione's still going to be facing murder charges that accuse him of intentionally killing Brian Thompson, but absent that terroristic enhancement. In Milwaukee, police say 6 children found locked in a storage unit, the youngest just 2 months old. The children are alive. 2 adults are now under arrest. This is ABC News. A United Nations report says, according to international law, Israeli forces are committing genocide in Gaza. Israel calls the report distorted and false. The State Department is offering a $5 million reward for information leading to the arrest or conviction of Juan Jose Ponce Felix, also known as El Ruso. Federal authorities say he's a Sinaloa cartel-linked drug trafficker and wanted for kidnapping, human trafficking, torture, and murder. Before he left for the UK, President Trump was asked if he thinks the Federal Reserve should remain an independent agency.
Oh, it should be, but I think they should listen to smart people like me. I think I have a better instinct than him.
Wednesday afternoon, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will announce the board's interest rate decision. Analysts expect a rate cut, which would be the first cut this year.